Bombings in Nigeria hit Christians. Two ministries are working together to be better financial stewards. And Christmas is over in the West, but not in Russia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Riot police are patrolling the streets in Jos in central Nigeria. Clashes between rival groups erupted after a series of bombings over the Christmas weekend that killed at least 30. The first attacks took place in Plateau State in the middle of the country. The church attacks took place in the state of Borno. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
Borno is one of the states of Nigeria that has adopted Sharia law. Plateau State has not adopted Sharia law, but it is right on the borderline with several states that have. So it has been a hotbed.
Jos, the country's capital, has been the focus of Muslim-Christian conflict over the last year. Nettleton says VOM is helping Christians there.
We have provided medical care in the past. We also provide Christian literature and other materials to strengthen the church and help the church be able to respond in a Christ-like way, even when they face situations like this.
You can help VOM help the church in Nigeria and around the world. Just go to our website. Elsewhere, an oil pipeline burst and ignited last week in Mexico, killing at least 28 people. Sources say suspicions are high that the pipes were tapped into by thieves, causing the leak. Three Compassion International Child Development Centers are in San Martin, Texmelucan, where the incident occurred. A few of the children and their families were moved to shelters. Pray for the safety of these families and for the others to be a light for Christ in the midst of the city's grief. You're listening to Mission Network News. As Haiti awaits the final results of its disputed presidential election, uncertainty plagues outreach organizations. Last month's elections caused many Haitians to flood the streets in protest, claiming the elections were rigged. EFCA's Touch Global was just one organization that had to put their new Congolese initiative on hold. Director of Touch Global, Jim Snyder.
The Evangelical Free Church in Congo has expressed a desire to send missionaries to Haiti to respond to the needs of the people there and to engage in a church planning work there.
That's on hold until at least March, says Snyder. He says this effort will be historic.
It's actually the very first effort on their part to send missionaries outside of their continent.
Touch Global workers are excited about this initiative because of the Haitian and Congolese cultures.
There's so many similarities that we assume that it'll be a better platform for ministry for the Congolese than it could ever be for Westerners.
Meanwhile, Avant Ministries and Crossworld have begun a new cooperation they call Shared Services. Avant's Jack Elwood says the two ministries haven't merged but simply share back office support services like accounting, information technology, and training facilities.
They just realized we could do so much more together and save about $1 million a year by combining some of these back office services. And so we began the process of sharing a common theology, a common heart for the world.
Crossworld has now moved from its campus in the Philadelphia area to a new building on Avant's campus in Kansas City. Pray for continued smooth transitions and for future creativity in working together for the gospel.
No one agency, church, or even denomination can reach the entire world with the gospel. So since we were commissioned by Jesus to work together for the sake of the kingdom, I think this is just one of many possibilities for the future.
And Christmas may be over in many countries, but Russians are still looking forward to their Christmas celebration January 7th. That means there's still time for Russian ministries to raise the rest of the money to send colorful New Testaments for needy kids. Young Christian leaders will pack the Bibles into boxes full of other presents and distribute them at orphanages, hospitals, schools, and refugee camps across the former Soviet Union. Pray for kids to learn the love of God. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Karen people of Burma face unspeakable atrocities every day, but you may not know much about it. But here's your chance to learn more about it. It's Vision Beyond Borders DVD documentary and associated prayer guide to help you pray more effectively. Get these resources by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.